Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Kingster's Attic. I am back with yet another artist guest for episode 31, and it is John. Hi, John. How are you today?
Hello, everybody. This is Scoferios, or as some of you might know me by my online alias. As simply John, you know. Obviously not my real name, but, you know, we got to shorten it because Greek is already hard enough to pronounce. So I'm just trying to do everyone a favor around me.
Yes, although, like I said before we started, I have tried to pronounce stuff. As I told you, I've had Greek friends in the past and try to, you know, follow along with them sometimes.
It is really hard. By the way, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
Oh, yes. I should be thanking you because I had a few months of a rut trying to find guests. So whenever I can find a guest now, it's great.
I've always wanted to do one of these like radio shows just to see what it feels like, because I swear to God, every other artist I've known out there, at least in my region, has done a podcast before. So it's kind of a unique experience that I wanted to experience for myself, you know.
Actually, you would be my first, I think you're my second or third European, but my first Greek.
Your first Greek. You never forget your first Greek.
Definitely. I know I had a few people from the UK on, and I think I had someone who, I forget if he lived in France or Germany. I can't remember now. That is interesting. I'm trying to expand my horizon sometimes.
I feel that.
Yes. So one thing that I want to ask you, because I found your profile art so interesting. I see that you do a lot of like pop culture nostalgia cartoons in your artwork. Are these your ideas, or are they like commissions that you do?
You know, regarding commissions, that's a very interesting topic, because ever since I believe after a while, you know, a few months after I first posted my very first picture on DeviantArt, I was already getting like notes on the text over there, say, you know, chats, messages, basically telling me, oh, do you accept commissions? Like, do you do this? Can you do that? What are your payment methods? What are your rates? And the thing about commissions that since then, I've been trying to like come up with a system to get commissions, because commissions, even though that would be amazing to do, you know, I'm genuinely afraid of putting myself out there. Not that, you know, I don't want these people to, you know, pay me to do stuff for them, obviously, but it's just like the kind of stuff that really abbreviates from what I do. You know, it's not just feed or tickling. You know, we start getting into more extreme stuff. And when I say extreme, I don't mean like heavy bondage or something like that. Something like completely gross, you know?
Can you tell me like how extreme? I mark this down as explicit, so it's no big deal if you tell me, you know.
I know, but, you know, it's really hard, because I don't want to sound like I'm kink-shaming someone, you know. If you love something, you own that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is entitled to their own opinion at the end of the day, but something like, you know, huge feet, you know, wet, like, odor, like aura, like green, like stink lines.
I understand. Yeah.
Jars with like toenail clippings inside of them, or foot dust, or something like
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get it now. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to look up references of that. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay. So Well, that's funny because, you know, I've had, as I said before, I've had other artists on before, and, you know, they tell me there are stuff that they won't accept. Like, obviously, there's probably like a list of stuff you won't accept, right?
Right, but at the same time, you do want to keep yourself relatively open because that attracts more people, you know, naturally.
Yeah, but you also don't want to attract creeps, though, you know.
And I don't want to creep out my FBI agents.
Yes, exactly. 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 Yes. It's yeah, there are lines to what you can and can't do.
Definitely. But going back to the thing you said about what this page, what my DeviantArt page is about. You said it's a bunch of like nerdy, nostalgic things. Yeah,
I'm seeing a lot of stuff that I grew up with. Like, you know, we chatted about, you know, I grew up in like the late 90s to late 2000s. And I'm seeing like a lot of like, you know, like my brother and I grew up with Sonic. I see a lot of Sonic. You know, I also see, I'm trying to think of what else. I saw a few references to some other cartoons that I've watched too. You know, I already mentioned about the YouTuber. We talked about that. You know, I saw that. I see Kim Possible, and you know, it's nice seeing a lot of this like fanfic artwork. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, those are like super old. There's like three years old now, I think, or four. It was back in the time where, you know, I was more free to like experiment because nobody knew who I was or what was, you know, my shtick, you know. Just yeah, so yes. I was just trying to attract more people. So I'm just going, you know, on my daily Google search, you know, going, oh, I wonder which female character I can draw today from a popular kid show.
Hey, I like that.
And that's what got people going. The thing is, and I don't think I have ever shared this with anyone, but those pictures, those old pictures that you see on DeviantArt, mm-hmm. Were actually my very first fetish art pieces. Because even before DeviantArt, there was like an entirely different era. But back in like 2020, when the hit, you know, I was casually browsing through Instagram, and I saw yes. these pages that, you know, they're typically Instagram pages that upload fetish artwork from DeviantArt. You know, always yep. creating the artist, of course.
Yeah.
So I go there, you know, I like a bunch of their stuff, I heart some of their stuff, I comment on pics, and then they go into my profile and they say, they send me a message telling me, hey, your stuff is like really cool, would you like to, you know, draw something for me? That was my first request, and it is the most basic stuff you will ever, you could have ever imagined for like a nice. First request. I still remember it to this day. You never forget your first request. It was Family Guy based. It was Family Guy
themed. Yes, Family Guy. Yes, yeah.
It was regarding Family Guy. The most, again, most basic scenario. Just Lois stuck in like a tickle machine built by Stewie, with Stewie and Brian just off to the corner, just enjoying the show. Lois obviously just going crazy, you know, tears all over the place, yeah. Gag in her bra, you know, toe cuffs, all that good, all that jazz.
Well, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, but it was so terrible quality because I didn't know how to draw feet yet because I've never tried it. You know, much hey, it got posted. Then we kept talking and talking, and trust me, this will get interesting. I think one later pick was around another kind of nostalgia thing. This time, Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
This one was again my own idea, and it was during 11 of the game. I believe it's called like Stormy Ascent or like Slippery Climb, and I was mm-hmm. where, you know, you're tasked with climbing up the outside of Cortex's castle to get to the final boss. And so I decided to like depict a scene inside the castle, so showing Cortex just tickle torturing Tana, Crash's girlfriend at the time that the game came out. I thought it was like cool. A really fun idea. Just see, we know as players what's happening on the outside. What's happening on the inside? You know,
be really definitely. Yeah, I'm trying to think of whatever. I'm trying to think of.
Before you do, to let you continue, one sec, please. I'll be over soon. And once that pic was posted to their account, it was Torture Demon, their account name. And once they posted it in the description, they said, hey, this artwork was made by my really cool friend. He should open a DeviantArt page. What do you guys think? And a bunch of comments were just telling him, oh, yeah, he should totally do it, yada, yada, yada. And I texted him, like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, who wants to see this kind of stuff? I could never open a DeviantArt page, like, because nobody wants to see my stuff. You know, people want to see stuff like the big boys, like Karu and Desmond Evil and Paw Feather, all that stuff. Like, nobody's going to care about me, you know?
Sometimes you are proven wrong, because I remember in the past I think to myself, you know, like, who's gonna want to, like, you know, I used to give feed content and stuff like that, and it's like, well, who would want to see me? And then I started doing like YouTube years ago, and then, you know, it people went ballistic over it was like big, and I was like, oh, wow, I can't believe that. And you know, yeah, same thing with my writings.
It's insane. It's so insane how things turn out sometimes. I will never get over how insane that is. Anyway, what were you saying?
Oh, no. I was just agreeing with you that, you know, sometimes you think, oh, well, this is not going to be popular. This is not going to work out. And then it goes beyond expectations to where it's like extremely popular, like you were saying.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like, that's all it is. Just a leap of faith, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm kind of curious. I'm trying to think. So, are there certain characters, like, you know, with commissions, that people keep going back to with characters, or is it just like a random, like, you know, like it's just a random list sometimes of characters they'll ask for?
Well, as much as my experience with commissions goes, at the time they're private, you know, private commissions, you know, let's take commission, but let's keep it, you know, a little bit on the down low level, you know, let's just not go public just yet. You know, and while I don't get a lot of characters that I would have wanted personally, because, you know, I'm a huge nerd. I get requested a lot of anime characters, and anime is pretty interesting because it's an off-human art style. It's a realistically cartoony art style.
Yeah,
what I would describe it best. My experience with said art style hasn't always been like the best. And, you know, that's, I know that's what's going to kill me, because I'm a perfectionist. You know, I have to nail it. Otherwise, you know, they're not going to like it.
Oh, yeah. I'm a perfectionist too. I understand.
Yeah, that always bothers me. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they pay me to do my job. I send them an approval sketch. They approve with text like, dude, I'm going to nod over this and it's not even finished yet. So I'm like, I have to be doing something good then, you know?
Yes, you definitely, yes. Whenever someone tells you that, you are definitely doing your job right.
So, I guess it checks out then.
Maybe
one day. But that's the thing, that there's some of them are like so complicated. It takes me eons to get their clothing down.
Oh, yeah. It's very time consuming. It's, yeah, I, um, I have I follow this other artist on DA, he does commissions for me every once in a while, and it is really time consuming, especially if your commissions list gets loaded up a lot.
Yeah, it can get pretty hectic if you don't have a schedule or a checkboard, a spreadsheet to keep everything in order. I have sticky notes.
Yeah, there's this other artist on DA. I don't know if you've heard of her. Jenny Art, I think her name is.
Oh, it's a she. How interesting.
Yeah. She will offer a commission once in a while, but she only does it in groups of 10, and it's first come, first serve. If you do not make the list of 10, you are not on for months.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, okay. I get it. You don't want to overwhelm yourself. You want to, keep it streamlined. Totally cool. It kind of sucks, but at the end of the day, I get it.
Yeah, I understand too. I think she does one. I think she does one list every quarter of the year, so four times a year, I think.
Four times a year. Wow.
Yeah. But it's a list of 10 for every quarter. So for quarter one, she'll do 10 commissions. For quarter two, she'll do 10 commissions. And her artwork that she does is very detailed. So I can understand why she only does 10 every quarter.
I mean, that's true. It justifies it,
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And also I also know another artist, he does he will do almost anything over 18, almost. When I say almost, he won't do the crazy stuff killings, all that crazy stupid stuff. He'll do basic kink stuff like feet, bondage, tickling, etc. And he'll Absolutely. Do it. This is also a first come, first serve, but he's also what makes him different from the other artist is if you are a repeat customer, he'll most likely put you at the top of his list because you're a repeat customer.
Oh, that's brilliant, actually.
Yeah. I've been a repeat customer of his for 5 to 7 years now, and because I'm a repeat customer, he'll try to get my artwork done faster, or with getting my art piece done. If I just order one art piece, he'll give me a second one for free, stuff like that, because I supported him for so much.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's great. By the way, shout outs to the artist who did the thumbnail for the series on Spotify.
Oh, this podcast, you mean?
Yeah, the Kings are Static.
That's the guy I'm talking about. Yes, that's the guy I'm talking about. His name is Samuel Khan on DeviantArt.
Hey, Samuel, props to you, dude. Respect. If you happen to listen to this.
Yes. I've been trying to have him on. I haven't been able to set up a session yet, but his artwork is so great. I normally tell him, I have this idea for a friend of mine. Can you make this art piece based off of that? He's like, yeah, just give me a few days. And then a few days later, it's there. He's really quick. I cannot believe how quick he is sometimes. Ugh.
That's the thing about quickness, too. Going back to the whole Sonic thing. I can't believe I'm trying to fetch a Sonic. When I get commissioned, I genuinely try to do it as fast as possible. You commission me, I take that order, I start immediately. And 4 hours later, it's completed. Fast.
Yeah, I tend to like not care when it comes out, because I know as artists, like sometimes if it's a complicated piece of artwork, I know it sometimes takes longer. So I try not to pester artists that much unless it's like been like a month or two. You know.
Okay, yeah, it's a bit understandable, not just because you know you want to be annoying, but because you want to, you know, check up on progress, see how it's going. Is it going, or is it like on a hold, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm trying to figure whatever else. So with the I know you've done a lot of Sonic stuff. Have you ever done artwork with other like video game characters as well?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. But they're all extremely basic as well. Dude, in the earlier days when I first started DeviantArt, I kept getting requests for other games.
Yeah.
You know, like Street Fighter, Tekken, yes. Mostly like fighting games, you know, off-brand games, indie games, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the thing, is that I tend to have this thing where I need to, you know, resonate with a character first before I'm fully comfortable drawing them, you know?
Yes. Yeah, that's understandable.
It's very anti-professional on my part, but you know, at the end of the day, you just got to do what you got to do. And
it does make sense, though.
Yeah, and I think oftentimes I like to like mix and match different franchises, because this is a channel. This is a page foremost, yeah, focused on, you know, nostalgic things like video games or cartoons and anime, you know, stuff I personally grew up with. So, for example, if you, I don't know if you actually saw that, but there's I think there's a Chun-Li pic in my profile, and she's getting tickled by Mario. And I found it to be just hilarious and so fun to do, because it's a reference to an old Nintendo Power comic where Mario does the exact same thing to win against a match against Chun-Li. He tickles her.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing that right now on it. Yes, I see that one. Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a reference. However, no feet in that comic were shown. So don't get your hopes up. He literally just tickles her with a feather like above her boot.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of cartoons that I remember. Like I see you have one of Kim Possible. You have one of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Dude, that killed me. That killed me, because again, anime art style, I suck at it.
I see, so you did fun. You did Angry Birds too?
Oh, Angry Birds was such an interesting request, because you know, I can't make fetish art of like the basic game sprites.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I had to go with like the movie designs. And I think this is my first time dueling with talons for feet, you know, mm-hmm. because it's just, you know, a bunch of piggies just.
Just floating around. Yeah.
With Stella just tied down, you know, getting mad because she's getting tickled, all that. And then I think the next pick's like a warship pick,
yes,
with like some of her friends. I forgot the names. Gail and Willa just worshiping her feet, which, yeah, you know, it's niche. It's definitely niche. And I think that's why a certain part of me kind of loves that, you know.
Yeah, and I see you also did Lola Bunny too. That's also a classic as well.
Come on, dude. Oh. Gotta pay homage to the OG here. Come on.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes. Yes. I completely agree. it's like I was talking about on one of my last recent episodes on here. You know, you they have to know these creators of shows and movies, they have to know that they are instilling and printing something in our brains with this stuff.
There's no way they don't know. And if you actually go back, you will realize that a lot of stuff actually contained fetishes in there. That we
yes,
didn't even
yes,
notice
yes, yes.
Like, yes. I can generally think of a kid show that didn't involve a fetish in it.
Especially in the early 2000s, too. Especially in the early 2000s. Ugh.
Don't even get me started on Trolls Made by Dan Schneider.
Oh my God. Did you? Yes. Did you? Yes. They recently did a documentary about him. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, dude. I saw that. But I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, how did I not pick this up? There are so many foot scenes.
Yes, 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 like, yes.
Even when he was promoting like Sam and Cat, I think, and he went on Twitter and asked a bunch of kids to like write hashtag Sam and Cat on the bottom yes. of their feet and then say
yes. Yeah, that's kind of twisted and creepy as shit, but it's like it makes you wonder how many fetishists, you know, I've talked about this before in my podcast before, but it's an odd thing, like with growing up, we see these things and how, you know, it's basically the start of most people's like foot fetish, basically.
I'm genuinely surprised more people aren't like us. Everyone should be like us, you know, but given what they're being shown.
Yeah, like you know, for the actors themselves, though, you know, it's a horrible experience, sadly, especially after I listened to that documentary series. You know, that it was horrible what they went through. But it makes you wonder, like, okay, yeah, my kinks and fetishes were started because of television shows. This is odd.
It's so weird to explain. Like, everyone's experienced it, you know, and apparently some just got drawn more into it. And, you know, here we are.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know. Plus, also, with cartoon characters, if they get reused over time, there's new styles with them. So some, like, you know, the old style versus the new style. Like, for instance, I'm seeing, going back to the Lola Bunny one, you know, I see you have her drawn in the old style of the Space Jam era, not like the late 2010s version that has her shorter and more cartoonish, like, you know.
Yeah, like the new Looney Tunes
version. Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah.
The thing is, I absolutely adore this version. It's one of my favorite versions of Lola because of her quirkiness.
Yes, it's hilarious. Yes. Yes.
It's so amazing. She's so entertaining. Every scene with her is just a joy to watch. It's just joy, you know. But yeah, obviously you have to some things had to be toned down, obviously.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, still, put lots of potential, though. You know, nothing stopping us.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, exactly. And as I said before, with I say that you've done a lot of, like, going back to what we were talking about before, the YouTube artists and stuff like that, like YouTube creators. You know, have you done a lot of like YouTube personas in your artwork, or just a few? Because I know you mentioned Jaden before.
Yeah, in terms of like YouTubers like Jaden or Rebecca, mm-hmm. or stuff like that, Something Is YT, The Odd Ones Out.
I watch The Odd Ones Out. Oh God, I love his stuff.
I love it too. Yes, it's so amazing. And Oddballs was a great series. You know?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes.
But the thing is, it's not that I don't want to make fetish art of them. It's that I don't want to, like, put more fuel into the fire, because I think they have openly admitted that they hate it when they make fetish art of their avatars, and
which is understandable, yeah.
You know, so you're gonna have people in your comments section, you know, hunting you down, saying, "Dude, why are you doing this? Why are you disrespecting Jaden?"
Yeah.
So I don't want to get into that drama. And one thing about that pic, if you notice, Rebecca's mouth, because she doesn't have a mouth, and in one video where she had to talk about an accident she had with like her teeth or something, she used a sticky note to represent her mouth in different expressions. So that's exactly what I did. That's an actual sticky note that I've drawn a laughing mouth on, and I've stuck it under the drawing. And I swear to God, one of my commenters just would not shut up, would not quit harassing me to make an edit of this without the sticky note. Like, every single day, I would get constantly notifications about this person, you know, noting me, commenting on other pics, just telling me to, can you make a version of this without the sticky note? Can you please do that with the sticky note? And when I wouldn't answer, he would get pissed off and say, why are you not answering me? Answer me, you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is annoying. That is annoying.
I just succumb to it. You know what? Fuck it. You know, this is not worth it. I'm just going to do the edit, send it him, private message. You know what? Don't get it anymore. Just leave me alone. You know, I've had enough.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that, and you just have to try to ignore it as much as possible, sadly.
Holy heck. It was so aggravating.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's... sometimes people don't understand how annoying they can be sometimes if they keep pestering. It's trust me, as someone who runs a podcast, I also get that kind of shit sometimes too when it's annoying.
And that's the thing, the whole Jaden that pic I think has left like a stigma or like a bad taste in my mouth, because I kept getting so many negative, well, not necessarily negative, but genuinely persuasive, I guess, comments on it. So, yeah, you know, yeah. I don't want to deal with that ever again. You know, it's not worth it. So, you know, I'm just
going to move on.
I'm just going to move on. Just going to make my own stuff. And whoever likes it, you know, they can stick around. Those who don't can click off. You know, it's better to do what you want to do and have people just casually visit your page and see if they want to see more or not by clicking the watch button or whatever.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's so anyway, moving on from that. So I'm trying to think of what else. So what are your favorite kind of I'm trying to think of a word.
Scenarios?
Yeah, that's it. Scenarios. Like what are your favorite kind of scenarios to put like characters in?
Oh, I know some people hearing this are gonna immediately guess what it is. And I'm gonna explain why. Because growing up with a foot and tickling fetish was extremely hard, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I experienced puberty before everyone else. I experienced it when I was still like in primary school, like the fifth grade, sixth grade. And it's really hard to control it. You know, you don't know how to control your desires at that point because your hormones are just going crazy. You know, you don't know how to control it. So even in like kindergarten days, I remember myself vividly just sneaking up on other classmates' feet and just tickling the heck out of them, you know, and everyone thought, oh, yeah, he's doing it for fun, he's just playing around. And then I kept doing that whenever I could, you know, not because I wanted to be a prick about it, but because when I saw a chance, I wanted to seize it, you know.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
they say opportunities like this only come once in a lifetime, you know, and I think I've really grown to live by that motto. And the thing is, every time, like 7 times out of 10, whenever I try tickling someone from that young age, I would always just find myself just getting kicked right in the face, you know, like right in the nose, right in the
yes, face. Yes.
Just getting my teeth kicked in all over the place.
And yeah, I did that. Like, I used to do the same thing sometimes, but thankfully I was too fast to get kicked.
Oh, that's great. And that's the thing. And I was feeling these kind of emotions. I started wondering, why do I do this? Why, you know, yeah. Why do I have an interest in feet? So when I went up to middle school and got internet access, I searched for it. And, you know, I discovered the whole world of, like, foot fetish. And
yep.
Mm-hmm. A lot of images just popped up. And this is where it gets interesting. And one of the pics, because it also directly ties into why I even started a DeviantArt page. And I was searching of it, and I actually stumbled upon tickling videos, you know.
Oh, yes. Like, yeah.
Wait, people make videos where they just tickle people? Like, what's that all about? And mm-hmm. obviously, having grown up in the 2000s, you always know what I'm going to talk about. Tickling.
Oh, yes. Abuse. Yes. 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 I do remember.
The ultimate classic, you know, if you wanted to watch any kind of tickle porn, that was your go-to destination, tickle abuse. Tickle abuse and their wonderful chair. That chair has wrecked so many people over the years.
Oh, yes, and yes, I know which one you're talking about, yes.
Hell yeah. And that's where I discovered I guess you could say, like, oh, kind of basic concept, but, you know, it just really resonated with me. Of course, I'm talking about toe ties, toe cuffs, my yep, favorite yep. tickle accessory of all time, because I saw it, like, wait, why are they doing that? Oh, shit, they can't move now. Oh! And, like,
yes.
I think that sparked, like, a spark in my brain, you know? Like, there is, I was like so mind blown. I was like mind blown. I was blown away by this. I was like, there is positively no way, no reason I should ever get kicked in the face again, ever. You know, and it just kind of became a staple. It became my favorite, absolutely favorite bondage, tickle bondage scenario, obviously with other ones included, of course, because you don't want to do stocks and toe ties. Sometimes you want to do hog ties, sometimes you want to do
yes.
Spread eagles, whatever, mm-hmm. you know.
Work of things, yes.
If you go to my Patreon now, a bunch of the newer stuff is just a bunch of anime characters and the tickle abuse stocks.
Oh, nice.
And I think that's always been a thing. I think even my very first picture on DeviantArt, my very first pictures on DeviantArt even had characters in toe bondage of some sort. You know, so yeah, I think that's my favorite scenario. Kind of basic, yeah. But you know.
Well, sometimes basic is fine. Sometimes the most simplistic things are good.
And the thing is, when I stumbled upon those tickling videos, I obviously stumbled upon compilations on YouTube as well, where it yes. wasn't necessarily videos, it was just drawings, fetish art. And yep. what do you know? I happened to stumble upon some of the big names in the community, as previously mentioned, Karu, Destiny Evil, Pawfeather, you know, all that stuff. The big three, stuff from the big three, as I like to call them. And I was like, dude, I get bullied every day at school for like having a foot fetish. Everyone knows I have mm-hmm. a foot fetish. They constantly mm-hmm. mock at me. And like, oh, I look
yes,
at that
yes.
and I'm saying, hey, they do that kind of art. Obviously, as an art kid, I'm very interested in that stuff. And they post it online, and they don't have people mocking them or whatever. Like, they love them, and they accept them for what they are. I bet I can do that, you know? I want to step up to the challenge, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I understand. Yeah, it's always comforting when you meet a online community that shares your interest, because then it shows that you're not alone.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing, like you said, going back to what you said about Sonic, DeviantArt has become, obviously it's become like sort of a meme in the fan base. So, you know, because a lot of people will post stuff like that. So that's more oftentimes than not, is just not the best quality. So I decided, you know, other people are going to do stuff like other video games. They're going to do other cartoons. They're going to do like Marlo Pony, yeah. Animal yep. Crossing, FNAF, all that stuff. I'm going to stick to Sonic because it's a franchise that's very near and dear to my heart. But if I'm going to do this, I better do a good job at it. You know, if you're watching porn, it might as well be good porn, you know?
Oh, yes, exactly. I totally agree.
And that's the thing. The thing with Sonic characters is so interesting, because when it comes to feet in the Sonic franchise, you probably haven't noticed this, but they don't actually have toes. They have these like bulbous blob feet.
Yes, and I have noticed that. Yes.
Yes. The first time I saw that, my first anime was Sonic X, and they had a beach episode. So they go at the beach, and they have, you know, characters walking at the shore or whatever, having a stroll. I could not tell you how devastated I was when I saw that they have no toes.
That would be devastating.
Come on, dude. That was so disappointing. That was a very disappointing day. So, you know.
Because you have expectations, and those expectations aren't met.
Like, literally crushed. No, so I guess I'm just kind of like rectify this whole, oh, they shouldn't have blob feet, you know, they have fingers, why shouldn't they have toes, you know? And that's the thing, because they are blob feet, you have the freedom of experimenting with it. You can give them 5 toes, 4 toes, 3 toes. What color are the bottom of their feet? Are they the same color as their fur, or are they their secondary color?
Yeah.
Like, are they like tan or white, you know? That's the fun part. Like, you can experiment, and yeah, nobody's gonna argue with you. It's just your preferred way.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, I completely agree with it. If you don't have anything to go by, whatever you want to make it, you can make it.
That's the thing. It gives you a lot of freedom, and especially with Sonic, you know, I especially own that element, because as far as I can tell, Sonic has always been a huge part of my life. I remember my mother telling me stories of how my dad would actually play Sonic 2 on the Genesis while she was still pregnant with me. So, yeah, technically he was part of my life before I was even born. So, yeah, that's why I say it's a character and a franchise that, you know, very near and dear to my heart to this very day. And that's why, you know, I'm trying to, as an artist, I've been trying to master or like understand how other official artists have drawn the characters for the series, or like the comics, or like box art, you know, starting yep. different art styles, experimenting, see what people like and don't like. Yeah, it's just fun to experiment and play around with this franchise. And it's a good thing because it has tons of characters to choose from. Like, you will never run out of characters and scenarios because
oh yeah, so you many. Won't that's yeah, I agree, you will not. Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think of what else. Yeah, so it is interesting to me to see how many people, like going back to what you were saying before with growing up with certain things, it's interesting. I have not realized since starting this podcast, like, you know, over a year ago, I it's interesting to me how many people had the same thoughts and feelings growing up that I did with certain things. Like it's very, like we were talking about before, with seeing you know Nickelodeon shows, video games, etc. Like it's I don't know if it's humbling or like good to know that other people thought the same things.
It's niche, you know. It's a small thing that a group of people can just join in and enjoy however they want, you know.
Yes.
That's I think that's what brings the wholesomeness to it, is that, like, yeah, dude, we share the same stuff, you know. We're like bros, you know. We like the same stuff. We share the same interests, you know. Some different, some same. It's always fun. It's always fun to meet people and get to know their experiences with fear or tickling or with bondage. And I've always said that one of my lifelong dreams was to maybe someday just, you know, creating my own little tickle dungeon, you know, my little tickle studio, and just make tickling videos.
Oh, that's so odd that you said that, because I was thinking just this past week, I was thinking of the same thing. Not with tickling though, but with just feed stuff. It's so odd you were thinking that, because I was thinking the same exact thing.
Oh, like worship?
Yeah. Well, yeah, tickling, worshiping, stuff like that. But also, I also thought, you know, unfortunately, reality gets in the way of fantasy, because it's like, okay, I'd have to find a place, I have to get equipment, I have to make sure I can find willing models, and that can be hard, especially since, yeah, I've talked to a lot of producers, and to hear their stories, yeah, it's really hard to get stuff.
I mean, one of your recent ones was a tickling producer, which I'm
very fond of. Derek. Yes, he's really good. Yeah.
Such a cool dude. Such a down-to-earth man.
Yes, yes. I really enjoyed his stories. They were great.
He even commissioned me with a piece featuring Santina. You can actually find it on my page. It is very recent, actually.
Oh, sweet. Oh, that's neat. Yeah, it's so great how I like how this podcast, like, you know, some of my current guests know my former guest and vice versa. You know, I find that kind of neat.
Hell yeah, dude. Like, do your research, you know? You're an interesting guy. Like, why wouldn't I do research on you?
Too many people do research on me, apparently.
Me too. Like, they will often go to my page just to see what the fuck is wrong with me.
Oh, you mean someone telling a kingster what the hell is wrong with them? I would never expect that.
Oh my goodness, Sam.
No, I was joking. I was joking.
Sam, you're making them.
It's like they want something to complain about. Oh my god.
Wow. Wow, I bet you also hate chocolate and you kick puppies down rivers, don't you?
I don't know. That's yeah.
You're so different from all of us aliens or deviants out there.
Yeah, I don't know. That's but yeah, that is rather. So, was there anything else you would like to bring up about your artwork?
About my artwork. Yeah. Just to say that my you will notice that on earlier posts, the very few first couple of posts are traditional art, and they're just pictures I took with my phone once the drawing was completed and I uploaded them. Mm-hmm. Then, because I wanted to kind of move on and, you know, get better at what I do, I decided, okay, I'm not gonna take pictures anymore. I'm gonna buy myself a scanner so I can scan the drawings for like better quality, and I'm gonna color them in digitally. And then, when fast forward to a year ago, I got myself a drawing tablet, which meant I could produce things even faster because I wouldn't have to like sketch out an idea, erase parts that I didn't like, ink the whole thing, erase the pencil underneath, scan it, open the file up in like Photoshop, color it, all that. No, I could just jump straight in. And because it has layers, I could just, you know, erase the sketch layer and just get coloring it and rendering done a lot faster. And I think that's what has helped me in making these commissions. And another thing that it has really helped me with, on YouTube, like I said, I'm very involved with Sonic. So
yeah,
I see SonicTubers out there, as we call them, you know, covering general stuff about, like talking about Sonic news, stuff about like leaks about the movies or upcoming games. However, there's a certain genre of SonicTubers that are Sonic PNG tubers, where they will use PNG sprites of their characters to tell stories and do skits. And one channel on YouTube, Super Hedgehog Bros, was actually looking for artists to do, to produce some sprites for them. And I'm sitting on my phone, casually scrolling, and I see this notification that they're looking for artists. You know, they had a link to their Instagram page to where to contact them. And I'm like, I do Sonic stuff pretty well. Like, I can draw very accurately to, like, the official art style. You know, so I send them a message. We got to talk, and you know, we settled up on a couple of poses and expressions for characters. And ever since then, I've been doing sprite work and artwork for that channel. And
oh, cool.
And they're really sweet about it, you know, they're really accepting, you know, we help each other out, you know, when organizing certain things. And it is great. I've been trying to get some of my followers on DeviantArt to go watch that channel because, hey, look at this thing that I did the artwork for. I'm sure you'll love it, you know, even if it's not what I usually post. Because, and like, that's the thing about fetish artists. You know, people tend to think that, oh, like, they're so cringe because they draw porn of the characters I grew up with and then ruining my childhood.
Oh god, yes, I do hear that a lot.
But like, no, at the end of the day, you're still getting a pretty good quality drawing here.
Plus, hey, it's not ruining my childhood. Sometimes it's emphasizing my childhood fantasies.
Yeah, indeed.
It's
not a bad / cringy drawing. It's just more deviated from the things you're used to seeing. It's still really good art, you know?
Yeah, you know, like, at least to me, this is what I think, you know, it's like, oh, they drew a cartoon character that I always wanted to see being tickled, and that's great to me because it's like, hey, someone had the same fantasies that I had growing up.
Obviously.
You know, to me, it's not cringy.
It shouldn't be to anybody because, well, no, because, okay, guess what, asshole? These characters were meant to be fetishized in the first place.
Plus, it's like we said before, you know, sometimes they put stuff in the cartoon itself and it's like, really, they really know what they're doing. You know, it's not like, oh, this was accidentally put in, you know.
It doesn't even have to be like, it doesn't even have to be feet or tickling. It just can be a sexy character for the sole purpose of being sexualized.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or they will just drop the hint of, hey, this character is canonically ticklish, you know? Take advantage of that.
Yeah, it's like, why else would you let that fictional character be ticklish if you didn't want your fans to
like either I'm crazy or something is going on behind the scenes.
I don't know. Yeah, I completely agree with you.
Like,
but yeah,
down to furry characters, like woodland creatures, to more human looking ones, like off the top of my head, Jessica Rabbit, you know, another classic one.
Yeah, exactly.
Just come on, dude. And obviously, being from an era with, you know, this extends to, I think, all eras of just, and all eras of animation. Like, you can, there's stuff you can do fetish art out of, you know, the rubber hose art style, like 1930s, 1940s.
Yes.
You can do like modern 2000s stuff where everything was, you know, a lot more angular and edgy. You know, you can do modern stuff, stuff. You can do all sorts of things.
Oh yeah, one show that people do, one cartoon people do, I notice on DeviantArt sometimes. I don't know if you know the cartoon. It was in the early 2000s. Totally Spies.
Dude, who doesn't know Totally Spies? Come on, you're insulting me now.
Actually, I do. I have met one or two who do not know Totally Spies.
You must have had a terrible childhood. Missing out on Totally Spies.
But yeah, and also you probably also know Martin Mystery too, if you know Totally Spies.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Totally Spies is a very interesting case because I think it was subtly confirmed by the producers that there's like a fetish or like a kink horseshoed in like almost every single episode. I'm not certain about that, but you definitely notice it, especially with their suits being made out of latex, obviously.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, latex. Yes, definitely. Uh-huh. Yes.
You know, latex, you know, the character designs being generally attractive, a bunch of, you know, foot shots again, because, oh, they're teenage girls, so they gotta, you know, paint their nails or whatever, you know. Great opportunity to show some soul on screen for all you perverts out there, you know.
Yeah, it's like okay, how many of these cartoons were actually programming a generation of kinksters, you know? I don't know, but yeah, that's good. I think that's all the time we have for today, though. So thank you so much for being on. I greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure, really.
Yes. And to all of you out there, that will be it for this episode of the Kinksters Attic. Until next time.